You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Hello, welcome to Right Side Radio. I'm Scott Buttram, filling in today for Phil Williams. I am the publisher at the Trustville Tribune in Trustville, Alabama, and I am a conservative. So we're going to talk conservative politics, and we're going to cover a lot of ground today. Look, Alabama got knocked out of the SEC tournament last night. Auburn got knocked out today. You've got nothing else to do but stay with us and listen to us, and let's talk politics. And hey, look, I'm like most of you, I'd rather be talking basketball, but that's not going to happen for another week or so. Let's jump right into the weather. That is staring us in the face. We are under a winter storm warning here in the far part of North Alabama. Central Alabama is under a winter weather advisory. Looks like everybody through the top two-thirds of Alabama is going to have an opportunity to see a little ice and snow. And it could get pretty intense in North Alabama. We don't handle very much ice and snow very well up here because we're not really equipped for it. We enjoy it, but you need to be safe. The winter storm warning for North Alabama, extreme North Alabama, will begin at 9 p.m. tonight and will run through 9 a.m. tomorrow. We'll go over the counties real quick that's going to include. That'll be Lauderdale, Colbert, Franklin, Lawrence, Limestone, Madison, Morgan, Jackson, Moore. We don't have a Moore County. That's Moore, Lincoln, Franklin, Tennessee. Okay, we've got some of those included. This really runs across all the way across the top of Alabama into DeKalb County. So we're expecting heavy snow accumulations of up to two to four inches, gusting winds, high gusting winds up to 40 miles per hour. And again, I mentioned earlier, it's 9 p.m. tonight until 9 a.m. tomorrow. So everybody wants to be alert, be aware of that. If you have to get on the roads, be careful and try to get where you're going before 9 p.m., get somewhere safe. Again, just living here in the South, we're not super good at driving on ice. Sometimes, depending on where you are in the South, we're not super good driving anywhere. I'm in the Birmingham area. We deal with that a lot. We've got a full show today. Let's run down who we've got coming on. We will be joined very shortly, as a matter of fact, by Republican U.S. Senate candidate Katie Britt. We will also have Jeff Porone. Jeff is now with 1819 News. Jeff will kind of bring us up to date on what's going on in Montgomery during the legislative session that's currently underway. We'll get a little more information on that from Representative Danny Garrett. I'm sure that Representative Garrett is going to want to talk about a small business tax cut that passed last night, the $100 a year. I can't remember what they call it. I think it's a franchise tax. I can't remember exactly what the name of it is, but it's going away thanks to the legislators. They did away with that last night. We will also hear from Andrew Sorrell. He's going to talk about the constitutional carry bill that passed and give us the ins and outs on that. I'm very supportive of the constitutional carry bill, but I did kind of make fun of it. And I'm going to be honest with Representative Sorrell when he joins us and tells him. Let me explain why I kind of made fun of it a little bit. It gets rid of the requirement in Alabama to have a gun permit for concealed carry, okay? So right now, as the law stands, if you want to conceal your gun and carry it with you, you have to buy a concealed carry permit. You purchase that through your local sheriff's office. So, and I've got one because I'm a gun owner. In fact, I'm a multiple gun owner, but I've always bought mine at $7.50 a year. I can buy it, I think, 3 to 5 years at a time if I want to, which I usually buy the max, so I don't have to fool with it a while. So this bill that is passed and was sponsored by Representative Sorrell means that I don't have to buy that anymore. Okay, so that's going to save me $7.50 a year. I broke that down. That works out to 62.5 cents per month. So, listen, I appreciate everything that will buy me about a teaspoon of gasoline right now. So we'll take it any way we can get it. However, we have a reciprocal agreement with adjoining states, several other states. I spend a lot of time in extreme northeast Alabama, up on Lookout Mountain, but we're there almost every weekend, which we're 7 minutes from the Georgia line. We are 25 minutes from the Tennessee line. So we are constantly crossing state lines. If I want to do that and be able to enjoy the reciprocal privilege, meaning if I'm licensed in Alabama, Georgia recognizes it, Tennessee recognizes it, I still have to buy my $7.50 concealed carry permit from the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. So I'm still trying to get my head around the real benefit of this bill. I again, not opposed to it. In fact, I support it. But I'm not sure there is that great a benefit for the average Alabamian. And I'm looking forward to talking to Representative Sorrell about that and having him kind of walk me through the real benefit here that I may be missing. I mean, you know, we're sitting up here in Birmingham. Actually, I'm in Huntsville today doing the show, or in Athens, but in Birmingham, it's kind of hard to figure out, just looking at this bill, where the real benefit. I guess if you never leave the state of Alabama, or when you leave, if you don't want to take your gun with you, then I guess it does save you your permit. But I think most of us probably do travel a little bit and do drive in and out of other states on occasion. I'm probably doing it a lot more often than the average Alabamian, just because of where we spend a lot of time. But it's not going to save me any money. I do support it, but I guess for some it may. But I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. Looking forward to speaking also, as I said, our first guest, and she should be on probably in about 5 minutes. We're looking at around 2:20 to have Republican United States Senate candidate Katie Britt. One of the things, and we're going to cover some of these world issues, because whether it be Katie Britt or Mo Brooks or Mike Durant, whoever the ultimate winner is in that U.S. Senate race, and the winner will come from the Republican side. So we're not going to waste much time worrying about the Democrat candidates in this one. We do not have another Doug Jones situation cooking up, thank goodness. But one of the things that I want to talk to Katie about is the world scene. If she is elected, or one of her challengers are elected, they're going to be thrown right into a very hairy situation around the world. And we have all been keeping up with the situation in Ukraine, the Russian invasion by Vladimir Putin, and it continues. The destruction continues. The demolition, more and more towns in Ukraine are being left in rubble. As of today, they started attacking cities they had not previously gone after. And it is looking more and more like Putin's plan is to reduce the country of Ukraine to rubble. So looking forward to getting Katie Britt's thoughts on that, how she thinks that this should be approached from the United States perspective. And we'll cover a lot of issues. She has told me she will stay with us as long as she can. She is a mom and does have to pick up her kids at school. So I'm not sure how long we'll have her, but we'll have her probably long enough to dig in deep on some issues. And I really enjoy, we had Mo Brooks in our studio in Trustville about 2 weeks ago and had an opportunity to kind of dig in with him and talk about a lot of different issues. So I'm looking forward to doing that with Katie Britt today as well. I think I mentioned earlier we'll have Danny Garrett and Andrew Sorrell on a little later. So we've got that going. Let's see what else we can find out here. Well, I think I just knocked my page off that I was waiting on. Okay, we'll go to break. I'll find my stuff while we're on break. I'll be able to dig it out for you. So when we come back, I'll have a little bit more information that we can talk about. And again, won't be too long after our break that Katie Britt will join us, and we'll have an opportunity to talk to her. We will see all of you shortly. Stay with us and keep listening. Thanks.